You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 23rd of April 2025. A good day for the Australian share market. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.33% to 7,920. That's on the S&P ASX 200. And that's as the US says tariffs on China would be wound down. Energy and tech stocks led the gains. So for more on all of that, I spoke with Damien Bowie. He's a portfolio strategist at Wilson Asset Management. Damien, so the share market's really rebounding today on hopes those tariffs won't be as bad as first hope, particularly between the US and China. Do you believe it, and does the market believe it?
Yeah, so at this stage, anything that reduces uncertainty is good for the market. Whereas a few weeks ago, it looked like there was this really strong ideological agenda that was shaping policy. Now it looks like pragmatism is prevailing. Because policymakers have seen the damage that's been done to financial markets and confidence. As US Treasury Secretary Bessant has said recently, there has to be some de-escalation of trade tensions between the US and China. Even though those talks haven't formally begun yet, that has to happen. So I'm pretty optimistic that we are approaching some sort of turning point here.
To what extent is this good news for Australia and investors here?
Yeah, so perhaps a useful bit of context is what our own RBA Governor Bullock has said. So she's made it very clear that China is the one thing that insulates Australia from whatever's happening in the US. So if you get de-escalation of trade tensions or you get large-scale stimulus from China, either of the above, what that means is that commodity prices hold up. And that benefits a country like Australia, which is a small open economy that is, of course, a commodity exporter. Now, what's really interesting is even if you take the worst days that we've seen so far, like down days in the US session, there's actually been some evidence of reallocation of global money into Australia during our session. In fact, yesterday was a really good example of that. And I think that's actually a sign that no matter what happens, Australia is actually in a relatively good place for investors in volatile times.
Is there, though, still a fear that the US may fall into recession? We saw the IMF, for example, overnight downgrade its global growth forecast and that of other major economies.
Yeah. Look, the market is already pricing in a pretty decent possibility here of recession. So from this sort of starting point, we're seeing opportunities to be different to the consensus. So if you're looking at recent soft or survey data, that's actually looking not very healthy. But if you're looking at the hard data points like jobs, or industrial output or things like that, those data points are actually looking considerably better. So there's a little bit of a disconnect between what sentiment is saying and what the actual outcomes for the economy are looking like. The Atlanta Fed is well known for their nowcasting tool, and that's basically a way of telling us in real time what's happening in the US economy. And what's been really interesting is that their models initially showed quite a sharp contraction happening in the first quarter. But after getting more data and refining their method, they pretty much revised that away. So, yeah, the market is bearish, but we think that there's some opportunities here to be different.
How is all of this playing out in markets at the moment? And can I just add on that that comment you made about some of that money coming from the US into Australia on those down days in the US, why do you think that is? Why Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there are a few scenarios for investors to consider here, but as I've alluded to, the market action has already given us a bit of a sneak peek as to what happens next. Recently, there's been this suggestion that we're seeing the end of US exceptionalism because we've seen days where US bonds, the US dollar, and US equities have all sold off, and usually that doesn't happen. Now, we're not actually convinced about that view. Because what you've got now is a situation where the US dollar is pretty close to where it needs to be. There are many steps available to US policymakers to calm down the bond market. But the market narrative is what it is. If we take the view that the narrative continues for a little while longer, well, basically investors have said, look, we've got more confidence in Australia as a safe haven rather than the rest of APAC. And so as the funds start to get deployed here, the temptation for global asset allocators is to buy the largest, safest and most liquid names in the market. And quite often they end up with the banks. But there is another possibility, which we're higher conviction about. And that's the fact that you've got such high uncertainty in the world, bringing a turning point in policy and market dynamics. Now, that could be a story about China and resources recovering because of the de-escalation of trade tensions. Or it could be that these long-duration growth stocks like technology or healthcare do well because policymakers realize that they actually need to stop bond yields from rising here, and they do whatever it takes. So what we're seeing now is a bit of a tug-of-war between these two differing views. But ultimately, we're not convinced about the end of U.S. exceptionalism here. We think that there are many options that policymakers can pursue to calm some of the panic down. And ultimately, if bonds start to rally or bond yields come down, we want to be in those related exposures.
And I know we're not here to talk about specific stocks, but I've seen some headlines about this discussion about why the Commonwealth Bank, for example, has been doing particularly well yesterday, really overshooting the market. Could that be supported by that view of what you were saying, some of that money coming from the US into Australia and into banks?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So most active managers look at a stock like that and say, look, it's overbought, it's very expensive. How can it continue to stay that way? But the reality is when you're one of the largest names in the market index and you're a fairly high quality name, if people want to park their money in Australia, naturally a name like CBA will get some attention. So I think that there is a good explanation based on reallocation of fund flows, which has supported the stock. But having said that, there are also other scenarios that we can see where money is redeployed in different ways as well.
And just in wrapping up, given that we are seeing so much volatility still, what are you telling your clients at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So for our shareholders and our investors, this is the basic message. There is nothing so far that's out of the ordinary here that we should panic. There is uncertainty to resolve, but I think that the uncertainty is creating some wonderful medium-term opportunities.
That's Damien Bowie there from Wilson Asset Management. Don't forget to give this podcast a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and to click subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.